This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
If government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution, they're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? That's what we really want to know. Are you that exceptional? Well, as you might think you are. And the answer, of course, is yes. If you're listening to this radio show, you are an exceptional American, of course. So welcome to the show. Just a ton of things going on. As usual, it's the 24/7/365 news cycle, and you're about to ride it into history, so to speak. Anyway, we've got a lot of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. We really want to thank you for your listenership and also for your support of NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, the state of the future, the 51st state, is actually going to happen. So anyway, we've got a whole bunch of things going on that are, very, very exciting in New California. We're going to be talking about that in the third hour. And of course, nationally, it's DACA. The children are being abused by the Trump administration, which is not necessarily the case, is it? No. As we're going to find out here in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about that. And, yeah, I mean, it's just amazing how they want to flip the script now. They're going to flip the script. Just do the gangster thing, flip the script, using Obama-era photographs and everything else to depict child abuse and kids in cages and things. Of course, all of it was done with the Obama administration. All these pictures and all these things, the draconian things that you're seeing out there, they were all done during the administration of Barack Hussein Obama. Right. I mean, we've talked about this fake newsery. This is fakery. This is the head fake business. Talk about fake, and of course, the major news centers are out there peddling it, basically, fake news. By the way, the LA Times is being bought today by a Chinese investor who says he's going to declare war on fake news. I bet he must be starting at the LA Times, right? That's why he bought it. if he bought the LA Times, obviously, and he's declaring war on fake news, get it? I mean, I understand that. Anybody can plainly understand it. It's the fake news of the LA Times and others that is, of course, fabricating all this business about what's going on with the children, so-called abuse of the children. By the way, and we documented, I don't know, how many ad nauseum hours on Agenda 21 Radio, the abuse by the Obama administration with this multi-billion dollar industry that they were fueling and still are. By the way, that money needs to be cut off. Remember the Welcoming Americans program, Welcoming Citizens, immigration program, the New Americans, that's what it was, New American programs, Welcoming Communities, immigration centers and all that stuff. That was all under Obama. He did that. I told you, I was on a conference call when that was being done out of the White House. I was listening to it. And these guys, you talk about running rampant. They were just doing absolutely crazy things. And these crazy things were, what can I say? It's just trafficking in human flesh and slavery. This is the modern day human flesh and slavery. And right now the Democrats are covering for it. That's what they're doing. All these complaints about these kids being homeless and being separated and all that stuff. Okay, that's true. They are being separated. And that's what the law says to do. Hello. Now, of course, we just start to ignore the law. And we're to have no law enforcement down there at the border. It's open borders. That's what they want. So now they're coming out and everybody's growing outrage. And you got some Republicans that are now shaking their knees together. Right. The monoparty system is working its way through the strings of children. Now, this is the problem, of course, is that a lot of these kids are abducted. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. They're abducted by the so-called adults that they come over with, right? Because, you know, they understand that we have these weak laws, that they understand the system. They've been coached up down south. The Democrats have been wholeheartedly supporting this coaching up of these people coming across the border because it's money, guys. It's money. It's all about the money of the transfer of the money with the kids, all of it. It's slavery. This is modern-day slavery, and Trump is trying to stop it. The Democrats want slavery, and they've got it. They've got it. They've got the system, Pueblo Sin Frontera, the caravanning and all that stuff. And, of course, what are the cartels doing? The cartels are adding to it. I mean, think about this. In Mexico, they're running an election, right? I don't know how many members of how many candidates running for office have been assassinated. How many have been assassinated? Wow. How many? Got 100 and some. I mean, you're running for office. I mean, imagine the 2018 election coming up. And all of a sudden, we ran around assassinating people. Now, who does the assassinating? Well, the cartels. But, you know, they use an interesting technique, especially in Central America. They use these characters called MS-13. They're trained up as children. Children. And, of course, they've been spirited across the border during the Obama administration. They flooded in the last 4 years of the Obama administration. And he wink, wink, nod, nod, got them across. No problem. Basically told the Border Patrol to stand down. That's what Obama did. And now Trump's trying to fix it because we don't want MS-13 across the border. Now, hey, how's it working out for you in New York? Long Island, huh? How's MS-13 working out for you in other places? Tell me. Talk to me. Come on. Come on. Talk to me. 215-TOP-TALK. That's the phone number to call in, and we'll probably open up the lines at the end of this last 2 hours of the show. So don't call in right now. But 215-TOP-TALK. 215-TOP-TALK. Yeah, MS-13. They're basically one of the things they're trained up to do. Now a lot of people aren't going to talk about this because they don't have the experience that I have working with characters like MS-13. They're designed to kill off political opponents of people, politicians. Community leaders, that's what MS-13's doing. And, of course, have they been flooding across the border? Yeah. That's been known. I mean, I get calls from people especially in Southern California, talking about MS-13 coming across the border. Now, this has got to stop, right? Yeah, that's what Obama allowed to come across the border in the last 4 years, plus all the other Somalis and so on. People just flooded. They got to the border, and then they whisk away on buses, big white buses, to their detention centers inland. It's scattered all throughout the United States. How about Idaho? Let's hear it from Idaho. What's going on around there? How many thousands of Somalis have come in and flooded in that whole area and resettled? And illegally during the Obama administration. See, this was this refugee resettlement stuff that Obama was big on. It was a program. He signed it up. And guess who was funding it? Who was making sure it was all being funded to all these veritable charitable organizations? See, this is what we got to stop. We got to put an end to this. It's a multi-billion dollar industry what's going on. And this is what's got to stop. But no, we don't care about kids if you're Democrats. And of course, what has Trump been telling the Democrats? Fix the law. It's your law. You made it. You fix it. Let's go. Come on, let's go. Are they doing anything about it? No. No, they're not. They're absolutely doing nothing about it. Anyway, this portion of Agenda 21 Radio has been brought to you by Right to Voice, a brand new business startup, Right to Voice. And you want to take care of your social media needs, righttovoice.com. It's new, and guess what it's designed to replace? When you get to righttovoice.com, you'll figure it out real quick. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you toss and turn all night, can't sleep because your spouse is snoring, or wake up with neck pain or a headache? If you're not getting the sleep you need, now you can with MyPillow.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and I had all these problems too. I tried every pillow out there and nothing worked, so I invented MyPillow. My patented pillow does something no other pillow can do. MyPillow lets you adjust it to your exact individual needs regardless of sleep position and stays that way all night long so you get the best sleep of your life.
Before MyPillow, I had difficulty sleeping through the night. Now with MyPillow, I have a good night's sleep every night.
I tried a couple other more expensive pillows that were the foam pillows or memory foam, and it just didn't really work. As soon as I tried the MyPillow, it worked out great.
Other pillows go flat, causing you to fold them over or use your arm for support, which can cause pain. Hard foam pillows can raise your head too high, making you very uncomfortable. But the revolutionary MyPillow has patented fill that won't go flat and keeps your neck supported and aligned to your exact individual need. MyPillow helps you get and stay in deep sleep all night long.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code
AGENDA
to save over 50% on one of my best offers ever. I invented MyPillow because I believe everyone should get a great night's sleep. I do all of my own manufacturing in my home state of Minnesota, and every part of MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a full 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use this promo code
AGENDA,
and Mike will give you one of his best offers ever. Save over 50% on a 4-pack with 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. That's right. Save over 50%. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. Use the promo code AGENDA. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. Convention coming up. First constitutional convention is coming up. Newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, go there and check out the meetings and events category, and you'll see what I'm talking about. This will be the first time, really, since 1879 in California, there's been a convention of this sorts. A real convention to form a new state. I mean, this is the big moment. We've had the Declaration of Independence. We've had a whole bunch of things. We're getting assembly members together. And we're getting senators together. And for 44 counties now, we finally got it finalized. We've got 44 counties. We have another several more, and I'm not going to tell you exactly the number we're going to end up with. It could be 49 or 50, so 50-50 right there. And so anyway, it's pretty startling. We'll know by the end of this week or next week what the total number of counties from old California that will be involved with new California. So we'll have that definition. We'll have all that stuff taken care of. Okay, now, other things going on, and of course, what's going to affect new California is just like everything else, immigration. But the way the borders are set up for new California, the southern border is going to be new California. So obviously, there's going to be lots of changes with that whole border situation down there in Jerry Brown and his situation, the dictator in charge of California right now in the monoparty system. Right. Okay. So anyway, grievance number 22, can you believe it, is coming up tomorrow. And we've got, I think, 11 states that are going to be reading grievances in support of New California. I just want to kind of get that one out there for you. And anyway, so let's get on with this whole knock-a-knock-a-knock-a-knock-a business. And what the Democrats are trying to do. Now, there's a great article that came out today from Zero Hedge. I love Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden. And I really like this article that came out. It's called, it came out from the Burning Platform. Some of these things. Also from the Daily Caller. Okay. This is what Tyler Durden had to write at the beginning of this article. It says, having lost control of the Russia collusion narrative. Still evidence less than 18 months and increasingly exposed for bias. I mean, that's a whole other story. We're going to get into this in the next segment, actually. And the bias thing. You know, we're going to listen to Trey Gowdy talk about the bias thing, which I think is really, really important to understand. If you're in law enforcement or trying to enforce laws, bias, how bad bias can be in a legal system. That's what he's basically saying. But so anyway, he got this bias thing. They go on and says, and unable to gain any traction with their attacks on the Trump-Kim summit. Hard to make a case that more nuclear Armageddon threats are better than less. See, we want this nuclear threat. And of course, the client state situation of North Korea in relationship to the Ukraine, which I think is kind of interesting. The Obama administration, through John Brennan, overthrew the Russian-leaning Ukrainian government and replaced it with a bunch of Nazis. That's really what it is. And they became very, very proactive in selling missile parts and components and whole missile motors and whole launch assemblies to North Korea. That's how come they got to be so accurate, and that's why they got these ballistic missiles launched, and they went so high up, and of course, that ballistic missile of that nature can strike anywhere in the world, pretty much, with nuclear weapons. Well, that all came from Soviet stocks left over in the Ukraine, and the Ukrainians, oh, by the way, under the control of the Obama-Brennan cabal in Ukraine, was selling it to who? Selling it to North Korea. That's the way it works. That's the way the ball rolls. Okay, now, here's the deal, is that in this situation, in this case, Donald Trump came in with the Kim summit and broke it up. That's what happened. He broke it up. He broke up the cabal. You see, we know that these are bad actors. We had a bad actor president. We had a bad actor John Brennan, who's still a bad actor, actually. The more he's protesting, though, the worse it's getting for him. But so, you guys get the length of that? So now the Russian collusion thing's going away. The Korean thing's going away. What do they have? Oh, it's the children. The children of their own doing. This is all of their own doing, what's going on with these children. The deep state, hand in mouth with the left, hand in mouth with the left media, are currently attempting to spin Trump's enforcement of Obama policies as an indication that he is a baby-stealing racist. See, it's them that's the baby-stealing racist. And it runs this down and says, there's just one problem, it's all a lie. In fiscal year 2013, under the Barack Obama administration, the HHS, that's Health and Human Services, Office of the Refugee Resettlement, or had as many as 25,000 unaccompanied children in its care across 80 shelters, according to a July 2014 article in Mother Jones. Now, this is what we were reporting on. Ted Hayes and others, us, we got privileged to listen in on the conversations in conference calls from the White House about this. This is nothing but trafficking in human beings, children, coming right out of the Refugee Resettlement Office, the New Americans Program, all this stuff. The number represented a huge jump from 2011 when Orr had 53 shelters housing 6,500 kids. In 2018, Department of Human Health and Services Administration for Children and Families spokesperson Kenneth Wolf told Newsweek on Wednesday that it had as many as 10,000 undocumented children in its custody, a significant jump from the 8,886 that were in the agency's custody in April 29, according to the Washington Post spokesman for Health and Human Administration for Children and Families and told the people. Says, and now the Daily Caller reports Democrat Representative Henry Cuellar is admitting that the Obama administration attempt to cover up the child migration crisis occurring in the southern borders. It says, quote, I'm going to hear this actually from him in a minute. Well, God, where are we at? Where time's going. It was kept very quiet under the Obama administration. There were large numbers of people coming in. The Obama administration was trying to keep this quiet, Cuellar told CNN's Frederica Whitfield. This is one of these kind of pregnant pause moments for CNN, when the truth comes out, right? Here you have a Democrat saying this is what happened. And by the way, we were saying at the time, and we're saying it now on Agenda 21 Radio, this is what happened. This is what was happening. We were pounding on the table going, stop this insanity, bringing these kids across, unaccompanied minors. Why? Because they're being used for money, 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 money. They get in the foster care system, money, 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 money. Some of these foster care parents who get these children get as much as $8,000 per child per month. Is there any wonder why the foster care industry is exploding? Huh? This is trafficking in human flesh and slavery. End of subject. Wake up. Then here you have an administration, a Texas representative, Democrat, Henry Cuellar, telling people this on CNN. And CNN's going, oh no, no, no. You know what I mean? He can't say that. He can't say the truth. The truth hurts, CNN. Okay. Said Whitfield displayed a large 2014 image of migrant children held in cages at a detention center. And Cuellar said that he released similar photos of children separated from their parents. He added that the number of children being held at the border right now is similar to the amount during the Obama administration. Gee whiz, don't you just love when a plan comes together? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also Right to Voice. Right to Voice. We'll be back.
regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresley and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, talking about trafficking in human flesh and slavery once again, which we have thoroughly documented and covered for years now. It's been going on. And he makes a reference here to, and this is what needs to happen, is all this history. You know, that's one thing about radio and about what we've been doing. We've been doing this a long time. And we have like big, we're like elephants and having big, long, big memories about things. And some things that, you know, the stories that we clearly covered that were pretty intensive stuff at the time. And people are calling us wacko crazy, of course. And we came out with this stuff, and activists from Southern California, Ted Hayes, they're calling us idiots, morons, and everything else. But, you know, here it is. We were right, right? Absolutely, 100% right. Spot on. And now the Democrats are trying to flip the script. So look it, they got us. We remember. And we have the data. We have the information from when you were doing this. It's your problem. It's of your doing. It's of Obama's doing. And these hypocrites like Nancy. See, this is what their problem is. The reality distortion field is no longer in play. That's the old Steve Jobs thing. But Apple Computer, he was talking about the media and how people perceive Apple Computer. Back in the day, he wrote that book about Apple Computer, the founding of Apple. And they talk about this reality distortion field, where you have reality and you have a distortion field, and then you have what is being said. So, you know, you have what is being said distorted, and then the reality. That's how it works. Well, that reality distortion field, which used to be days, weeks, months, it still is to some degree, but it has really been shortened by the citizen journalist to nothing. I mean, look, people have caught on to what I do, what I've been doing for years. I hate it when this happens. My fellow Americans, First Amendment, the First Amendment, you know, when this country's being threatened, it's amazing what people do. They go out and speak more. They write more. They publish more. They pray more. And they hate it. The people who hate this country hate it that we do this. What happens when our Second Amendment is threatened? We go out and buy more guns. It's just common sense. It's just the way. That's the way we Americans are programmed. That's why we're exceptional. Get it? Okay. So now, here's some other things. So, that citizen journalists have shortened that distortion field. They, in other words, what we've been doing for years here is just simply doing research and finding the truth and digging for it. It used to be we'd have to go through newspapers. Oh, my God. Yeah, stacks and stacks in the 90s. And all of a sudden, the internet came on. It's like, oh, wow, this is really good. And we started really getting the truth about things, about what these politicians, what these morons were doing. Now, some people in, you know, like, I'll give you a classic example who's really educated on this stuff. And this is why everybody's ripping on the millennials. I don't think so. The millennials have it down. The millennials have been trained up in this. This is what they've learned. They know how to do computers and they know how to do research. Yeah, you can do the gaming. Well, you know, in order to find out how to do gaming, you have to do like research on gaming, right? Well, they're just transferring all that stuff into research on politics and they're going, shazam, wow. The millennials that I talk to are all on board in this reality distortion field. It's no more. It's no more. And see, I learned years ago, shorten, close up the reality distortion field and present it to the audience. That's really what you do. Some people wait for months and years. You know, some of the stuff about Benghazi didn't come out on Fox News until years later when we reported it within the first 18 freaking hours of the attack on Benghazi. 18 hours. That's the reality distortion field down to 18 hours. Within 18 hours. See, this is the stuff the millennials can do right now. They go out and get the facts now, today. And these people, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, all these Democrats, they're rushing down to the border today to talk about, oh, these illegal immigrants. You know what? The millennials aren't fooled. No one is. Not now. We've got the internet. And you know what? They can't stop it. I know they want to unplug it. And listen, I know Google, you like to delist New California. I get it. Because you want to stop us too. We get it. It's coming back. People already have the address. They know how to get there. You know, we fight it here. We fight with Agenda 21 all the time. But we're resilient. But we present the facts to you like right now, which is what the millennials are doing. So all this stuff that the Democrats are throwing at Trump, it's not succeeding. It's just not. So this is what Quayler said, Henry Quayler said about Obama. And this, he's right in the mix of all this stuff. This is really important.
So under the Obama administration, there was, according to the Washington Post reporting, a surging number of unaccompanied minors being apprehended at the border. In 2014, there were nearly 70,000, according to the Post reporting. And that same year, there was this viral image of children being kept in a cage at a detention center. Do you see any parallels here? How different is what we're seeing today from these images?
In many ways, and I think I don't know what image you're using, but I released some of those photos because it was kept very quiet under the Obama administration. There were large numbers of people coming in. The Obama administration was trying to keep this quiet, and I don't know which image you're using, but I released some photos that I had gone about those young kids who were kept there, and we're still seeing a numbers. And keep in mind, when they talk about putting some of the young kids in those centers, not all of them are being separated. Some of them are coming alone, as Ed said a few minutes ago. Some of them are coming on their own. So it's not a matter that every single child that we have in those centers are being separated, because some of them are coming alone. Keep in mind that under the law, you can separate a child if that person, the adult, is not the real parent or the custodian. Because sometimes we see situations where they'll bring a child because they know of the policy that we have over here with children, or at least what we used to have. Or if there's a criminal offense, but they're using this zero tolerance to separate, and that's an area that I think we need to look at.
So, Congressman
B.
I hate it when this happens. This was just the other day. A pregnant pause there for CNN, of course, because the truth is coming out. The pictures of all these kids in cages and everything, all from Obama. Hello? 2014 these pictures were taken, and Quayle was part of it. He admits it. No, he's a Democrat, and he's admitting it. But then juxtaposition that with the other ones. Nancy Pelosi, hello? And all these other people. They're trying to... That's why this Tyler Durden article is so important. It's talking about the fact the narrative for Russia is gone. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. All this stuff that's happening, the tide is turning against Mueller. Hey, we can't have that going on. We've got to distract over here now. DACA, DACA, DACA. Pueblo sin frontera. We're going to flood the border now. Distraction over here. Get the American public forgetting about all this stuff with Mueller, the Russia thing, and the collusion. Well, of course, there's all kinds of stuff coming out. They don't want you to, Nunez, all the rest of the folks, calling now for perhaps the retirement of Mr. Mueller, closing up this case. And if the Democrats were smart, we got Michael Cohen up. He's going to get arrested. Manafort was arrested. He's in jail now. For what? Right. That's what's going on. They don't want you to know about the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. They're trying to pin it on Donald Trump. And it's not, see, the memory chip. All the millennials, they know that they're smarter than Nancy Pelosi. They figured it out. And the rest of the Democratic Party. This is going to blow up in their face again, because the facts and the truth will prevail. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Okay, we're going to get into this Stuck Stork Page business. Stroke, Stork, Strock, 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 right. let's see. Go back to the archives. Gosh darn, man. This story, December 6th, 2017, number of views. God, it's in the tens of thousands. This is on our website. This is on our website. This is an article written by our own Chris Street. And the cheated-on wife of FBI agent Peter Strzok. Now, he comes up again because they want him to... Goodlatte wants him to come out and, testify. And we're going to get into this. We're going to get into this in the second hour, too. But I got this one popped up because it popped across the screen. It's an old article from our archives. And, man... It's really popped up. December 6th, 2017. The cheated-on wife of FBI agent Peter Strzok. This is the gift that keeps on... See this? The more they investigate it, the worse it gets. The longer this investigation goes on of Mueller, the worse it gets. And, of course, now we have history. It goes to my theme here. We've got history. We can document it. Here we go. The cheated-on wife of FBI agent Peter Strzok, who was booted off Robert Mueller's special counsel team in August 2016, was promoted by President Obama to the second most powerful position at the SEC. Enforcement, and 2 months later, confirmed on October 14, 2016. That's the Securities and Exchange Commission. That's what his wife was... into. Don't you hate it when this happens? Strzok's wife, Melissa Hodgman, named associate director of the SEC for immediate release. This is the press release. The Securities and Exchange Commission, this is Washington, D.C., October 14th. The Securities and Exchange Commission today announced that Melissa Hodgman has been named associate director of the SEC's enforcement division. Ms. Hodgman succeeds. Stephen L. Cohen, who left the SEC in June, not related to Michael Cohen. Miss Hodgman began working in the enforcement division in 2008 as a staff attorney. She joined the market abuse unit in 2010 and was promoted to assistant director in 2012. Ms. Hodgman has investigated or supervised dozens of enforcement recommendations spanning a variety of misconduct, including, oh my God, they'll listen. This is not on the list yet. You know, of her own husband's problems, it's not on the list. Because this is the press release that's from the Securities and Exchange Commission, right? For immediate release, this is what it says. So Ms. Hodgman has investigated or supervised dozens of enforcement recommendations spanning a variety of misconduct, including the SEC's case against a brokerage firm for failing to file SARs when appropriate. Fraud charges against a Wall Street CEO and his company, family members, and business associates accused of secretly obtaining control and manipulating the stock of Chinese companies they were purportedly guiding through the process of raising capital and becoming publicly traded in the United States. Fraud and other related charges against China Northeast Petroleum Holdings, its CEO and president, and former chairman of the board of directors, and others, arising from their alleged diversion of offering proceeds to the personal accounts of corporate insiders and their immediate family members, and fraudulent conduct in connection with at least 176 undisclosed related party transactions. Charges against Charles Schwab Investment Corporation and so on. Ms. Hodgman has led the enforcement division's cross-border working group, which provides expertise and assistance of matters with international actors and implications. Ms. Hodgman also co-founded and served as the enforcement representative of the chair's honors program and a member of the enforcement division's hiring committee. Boy, she's been around. Melissa now. See, we're getting personal in the going on a first name basis. Melissa has supervised and investigated a broad range of noteworthy and first-of-their-kind cases across the spectrum of securities industries involving misconduct located around the world. Andrew C. Serenissi, director of the SEC's blah, 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 blah. Ms. Hodgman said, "I am honored by the appointment and look forward to continuing our tradition of pursuing tough but fair enforcement actions in complex and cutting-edge cases, especially matters involving the border, cross-border issues." I wonder if that means cross-border issues as applies to, you know, illegal aliens. You know, I hate it when this happens. Don't you? "I am honored by this appointment. Look forward to continuing our tradition of pursuing tough but fair enforcement actions in complex and cutting-edge cases, especially matters involving cross-border issues and efforts to hold gatekeepers accountable for breaches of their professional standards." I wonder, you know, don't you kind of wonder about that now? With all these DACA, DACA, DACA children, can we extrapolate from one to the other? Ian Strzok, we're talking about Peter Strzok here. You know, the guy who was with all, and listen, you've got some of the stuff that's come out of this IG report about Mr. Strzok. And he's going to come out and set the story straight, right? With Goodlatte. Goodlatte says, "Let's get this guy down here. Let's get him in the box and make him testify and explain all these different emails that came out in the IG report that we talked about last week. Let's just do some splaining here." Now, but does Melissa Hodgman, who's his wife, the cheated on wife, does she have a role in something going on in border negotiations? In what's going on in the southern border? Inquiring minds want to know. I'm just putting it out there that inquiring minds want to know. That's just me. That's what we do here at Agenda 21 Radio, right? We just keep asking questions. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Time. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on with newcaliforniastate.com. Go there and click on the events and meetings, and we've got a constitutional convention coming up in Harris Ranch, California. That's sort of in the center of New California. And Harris Ranch, I mean, it's a big, huge cattle ranch. I mean, it's just massive. And we're very excited about it, and you can go and click on the information there about the meeting and the convention and all that stuff. It's the first one up on the meeting schedules that we have listed on newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Now, this is very historic, and as you know, we've been historic and precedent-setting, and, of course, there's been this huge miasma of garbage going on with the state things. You got four state initiatives, or state movements, I guess you can say. One's a ballot initiative. All of them, except for ours, is not constitutional. They're not following the Constitution. You can't get a state from a lawsuit. You can't get a state from voting. You really can't. The people's vote doesn't count when you make a state. And that, because, you see, the Founding Fathers figured this out, that if you want to form a state and you want to get rid of the tyrants probably are the ones counting the votes. Remember what Stalin used to say? It's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. Anyway, they had it all figured out. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.